Hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I am your host, Vanessa Green. Guys, it has been an absolute cooker in KZN this week, but then again, so has the fishing. Now, we've got that northeasterly wind that has come through and cooled things down a bit. And yeah, it's going to be a bit rainy tomorrow. However, this weekend is poised to be absolutely epic. It is going to be a great week of fishing, and we are going to tell you all about it on all aspects. It's around KZN. Now, usually I would tell you about some hot spots and some areas that are better than the others. Well, this week there are some facets that are better than the others. But if you are looking at the area to be this weekend, especially if you want a variety of fish, guys, it is the South Coast, right? So whether you're fishing rock and surf, whether you're fishing offshore, whether you're fishing freshwater, South Coast is cooking this weekend. If you are searching for that bronze bream, you're going to head up the north. And I'm going to tell you exactly the areas to get that. If you are looking for some sand sharks and non-edible action, I'm going to tell you where to get those. And if you are looking to find out what is happening at Mudmire and Albert Falls, well, you definitely want to pay attention to the end of the show. But now we are going to get into it, starting off down the South Coast. But before we do, guys, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. These are the stores that are ready to serve you for this weekend's fishing.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, none of this could be possible without the likes of the Kingfisher, all their correspondents, all the experts from their stores giving us the latest information as to what is going on around our KZN coastline. So big up to the Kingfisher, special thanks to them. And when you're out there fishing, make sure to pop into your closest Kingfisher branch. Now let's get into this fishing report. And I love it. We are starting down the South Coast where it's been absolutely epic this past weekend. Now, if you had watched our last week's report of our YouTube channel, you would have heard that Ray and I were saying head down South Coast, and this is exactly why, and it is still going on. The purple patch continues down south. Adam is going to tell us all about it, and if you want to see these visuals, guys, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, and well, that's where you can see the catches that Adam's talking about. What is he talking about? Well, this is it. Guys, here's Adam reporting from the lower South Coast.
Good day, Vanesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community, guys. So down on the South Coast, things have been pretty turned up at the moment. We've had some really good fish the last few days. We really can't complain. The only thing I must admit, though, something that hasn't really changed at this stage, though, is the sharks. I mean, there are still so many around this site, so many non-ed species popping up on the South Coast. It's absolutely insane. We're going into months and months of this now, but look, to some, I suppose you can't really complain because a pull is a pull, as we've always said. But to others, I think it's also a bit time that they wish they would slack off a bit, just so those edible fish will come sort of closer onto the rocks, onto the bricks, and we can start getting something we can sort of eat a bit more regularly, I would say, Vanesh, versus, you know, just your non-ed fish always on the bite. I mean, at this stage, any sort of bait in the water is going to get you the pull, but it's definitely been mullet. Mullet has been the thing that has definitely caught quite a lot of species lately in terms of the non-eds, and it seems to be prawn doing the work for the edible fish with a bit of chukka mixed in between, or squid if you wish. Now, in terms of the species on the non-eds, we've had quite a bit of thorntails around, gray sharks still, definitely on smaller size though with the grays. We've had some sandies, medium size to smaller size, a lot of lessers around, a lot of hound sharks around, and also an eagle shark recently. So very nice rare catch there. But in terms of the edible fish though, Vinesh, something we all sort of look forward to, because again, it's something we can definitely, you know, want to put on the pan or the braai, if you wish to say. And in terms of that, we've had some bronze bream. Very good fish that, as we all know. We've had a prodigal sun down in the Port Edward area. We've also had some lacquer rock cod around, catfish and yellow belly, being the particular species, plus some good-sized crayfish and blacktail as well. And I also see the ski boat guys are also getting in some nice tuna there and some decent bottoms, plus still quite a lot of bonnies around, so some good fresh bait definitely still to be had. And even a fresh bonnie in the water for those non-ed fishermen is always a good bait to have in the arsenal. Now, moving over to the bass, we've still had a few of them biting, a lot of the 1 kilo size bass down to your 500 gram, definitely in our local waters, you know, almost to a case of being a bit of a pest, as you wish. So yeah, definitely something for everyone. Our rivers are also slightly starting to pick up again with a lot of the smaller kingy species and pike around. Not much grunter in the works just yet, but it's been okay, Vinesh. You can find that sort of right water, whether it be fresh salt water or even just the rivers, you're going to get a pull. Now, in terms of the ocean water or seawater, there has been a bit of sand still mixing down on the south coast. We've had a few days of some heavy westerly winds and some easterly winds blowing in between. So still a bit up and down there. So it's some nice clean water here and there, but you're going to have to really go and look for it. Otherwise, it's predominantly sort of sanded. It has sort of dropped down in temperature as well. So nice to see some cold water moving in. As we know, it does definitely bring in those edible fish. So definitely we are on the sort of lookout for some good weather. But we do see a bit of a storm system moving in from Mozambique down to the northern parts of KZN. Not too sure what the south of KZN is going to get in terms of that, if we're going to maybe get the tail end or we're going to get some days of gusty winds. Not too sure just yet. As we all know, most of the weather apps and predictions are just that though, guys. They are predictions. Now, just a quick one for the weather. So weather-wise, a northeast is predicted for Friday with a south wind for Saturday evening into Sunday, with it sitting fairly high and some swell heights of around 1.5 meters plus for most of the weekend. It does look like a small gap, though, when the wind does change from that northeast on Friday into Saturday morning. Looks like there's a bit of a drop-off there. So it might be the time to maybe pick up those rods and go cast a bait finish. But otherwise, it's definitely happening on the south coast still. Non-ed fishing, edible fishing, river fishing, and bass fishing. So definitely the place to be. Not too sure though what the weekend's going to pull, obviously, with this, you know, system moving in, but let's just wait and see and hold thumbs. Maybe it blows itself out early. We never know. But otherwise, guys, tight lines, stay safe, and let's see those catches. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. A great report, my friend. So excited. I am super excited because I am heading down the South Coast this weekend. And thank you for letting me know about that squid, prawn, and chukka baits. Those are my personal preferred baits. And that is exactly what I'll be casting out this weekend. So yeah, let's hope that system doesn't come and cause too much havoc. But I will be reporting from the lower South Coast personally. So guys, check out our TikTok pages. That's where I'll have some visuals of what the water conditions are like, should you be planning on heading on down there. So once again, Adam, thank you for that. Thanks for the heads up, and thank you for the inspiration on that variety of fish that we can catch down the South Coast. Now let's move on down to Scottborough, Pennington, and Park Rennie, where I didn't get too many reports apart from some activity on the offshore side. The guys did get one or two kuta. As for the rock and surf side, nothing too crazy coming out, more on that rockfish species. Moving on down to Warner Beach, Manzantoti, and that entire Ilovo stretch. Well, we have got Gary with this week's report, where things are looking a little bit more positive than last week. It's still not fireworks, but there is still some rods expected to be bending this weekend. I'm going to leave Gary to tell you all about it.
Good afternoon, chaps. It's Gary at Ilovo Kingsborough Stretch. Good day to you all. As Eastley certainly started blowing, actually it was blowing early bells and I was on the beach this morning, the first light, but it certainly got up to crescendo now. That funny sort of tropical storm that's to the north there, Mozambique, it looks like it'll come in down the coast a bit, and stick to the coast and that. So let's see what happens with that one. Fish-wise, there have been a couple of greys. Odd brown skate here and there, if you can find a nice bank and put it, you know, the right bait on there for it. Choco or red eye, something like that. Although it would have been a bay squid. Yeah, a smallish edible fish around, you know, here and there. I did see a couple of times in the week little bits of bait around the rocks and that. So those little kingies and shad will be there. I did get a couple yesterday. With some bait that came in. Most of those fish are small, though, sort of a mixed bag. For the light tackle guys, if you can find it, where they come in as anchovies or those little herrings, you can have a field day and catch, you know, half a dozen different types of fish, queenies, even bonnies, snook maybe, kingies, a couple of tops, and a shad. I did get one shad here yesterday with a spoon. But, yeah, so that's a sort of, you know, the sea looks good one day, water temperature-wise, clarity-wise, and then the next day it's sort of gone again. Lots of sand in the water, even when it's clear and you dive, it's lots of sand. It's very difficult to see the fish, you know, to sort of just float and have a look at fish. But I did see a nice shoal of pinkies, carrows, some decent blacktail around the rocks. Even though, as I said, it's hard to see. A lot of the holes are sanded up. Yeah, but there are some places with good potential. And as long as the bait fish stick around, then everything starts happening, you know. I did hear in the river a couple of fish were taken, one a rock salmon and a fly. The guy got a kingie. Yeah, I've been a couple of times thrown a pole in the afternoons, but I haven't had a decent pull there. Actually, a couple of times I haven't even had a bump. But, yeah, with those spats now being around a bit, you can just time them nicely, and then you can have a day of 30 or 40 fish, sort of a mixed bag, you know, all good fun, even though they are on the smallish side, the ones that I saw yesterday. Anyway, let's see what happens then during the week ahead. Tight lines to you all.
Thank you so much, Gary. Another good, honest report. So it seems as though there are rods bending down at Warner Beach, which is far better than last week. Although there are a lot of small fish, there is still activity. And, well, we know when there are some small fish around, there's got to be that bigger one in between. So we shall be waiting with bated breath for next week's report. Now, speaking of Warner Beach, guys, do not forget this weekend at Warner Beach, Warner Beach Skibo Club, to be more precise, there is the SA National Interclub. It is a skibo event is going to be absolutely awesome out there. If you want to see a whole bunch of boats launching, something you don't really see every day, all of them being pushed out of Warner Beach, and the fish that they come in with this weekend is going to be happening out down there. And not just that, there's also a whole bunch of activities for the family. So yeah, guys, if you're in the Warner Beach area, make sure to head on down there. I think lines are up at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. The guys launch at 6 if you want to be out at have an early morning on Saturday or Sunday watching some boats launch. And they come in at about 2 p.m. to weigh in that fish. So, yeah, that's going to be really, really exciting. We will be out on Sunday down in the area from 2 till about, well, pretty late, I guess, because there will be the prize giving in the evening. So if you're out there, make sure to come on down, say how's it, and hey, go and check out some Kuta. So now moving on down to my hometown, Durban, where the fishing is once again looking really great. Looking really great for this weekend. Mike V is going to tell us all about it. He's got a touch of a prediction in there as well, along with all the species that has come out over this past week. And he is followed by Brad Krobler with the offshore side of fishing from our Durban waters.
How's it, guys? With all the flat water we've had since Thursday evening, Friday morning, right through till today, there has been some lovely fish around. From some good diamonds, sandies, some big honeycombs were caught, up to even a lot of edibles being caught. I saw a picture of a lovely cob. The guys got quite a few nice stumpies in between grunters. There's been some shad. There's been a mixed bag of fish. So the guys that put in the time on the beaches definitely did get bite. From Beachwood, Virginia, Glen Ashley, all over on those beaches, the Oaks got some very, very good fish. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys got quite a few snook. They got quite a few kuta. There's been some lovely game fish around. Apparently, there was one marlin hooked off Durban. I'm not sure how true it is. But yeah, it was apparently a very nice fish. The guys fishing the bottoms, I saw a picture of a Cape Yellowtail and an amberjack, things like that. So yeah, the guys on the ski boats have been doing very well for themselves as well. That also includes your normal bottoms that the Oaks go and fish for. So the guys are doing lovely. The bay was on fire the weekend. The guys got kingies, they got springer, torpedo scads. Yeah, there was a whole pile of game fish to be caught. The Oaks also got some lovely grunter, some cob, some snappers. So yeah, all around, the fishing was very nice this weekend. Yeah, guys, carry on this week as the sea stays flat. Today, tomorrow should be quite a bit of bite. Thanks, guys.
Well, good day, guys. Brad Jalinski, Fishing Charters. Well, guys, fishing over the last week, guys. Well, there's been quite a few snook and cooter in the shallows, especially along the Mishloti area and around the bluff by the fence. On the bottom fishing, nothing much has changed. Still the same slingers, soldiers, rock hards, the odd beck and the odd yellowtail coming out. So, yeah, guys, if you want to go out there, I will say I'll spend more time targeting the snook and cooter, especially on the flatter days. Yeah, guys, so good luck, tight lines, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. You guys are certainly labeled pretty much every species we could catch out of Durban right now. You have mentioned it, and I absolutely love it. It is fantastic. There is something to catch, whether you're fishing light, medium, or heavy, whether you're fishing for edibles or non-edibles, or even if you are fishing offshore for those pelagics or the bottoms. Durban has it. So a great time to be a Durbanite right now. Guys, like our reporters have said, the conditions are right. Okay, well, Thursday and Friday, we might have a bit of heavy seas, but this weekend is looking pretty good. So get out there and get those rods bending out of Durban. So now let's move on further up the North Coast. So I did not get a chance to speak to Jesse this week. Jesse is away on leave. However, I did speak to Sean from the Kingfisher Bilito branch. I spoke to Savika from Duguza, and I spoke to our reporter Martin, who keeps us in the loop of what's been going on the North Coast. So guys, you know what? If you want to check out the visuals, Martin has it of the water conditions as of Tuesday afternoon. We'll have to wait and see what happens after the coastal change happens. But apart from that, what's been going on in the fishing side? Well, starting off from Umhlanga, there has been a couple grays, there's been a couple rockfish species, but there has also been a couple of kingfish and one or two nice-sized kingfish that has come out in between. I've got some of those visuals on our YouTube page. And then moving on up to Tongaat, well, there's been a fair amount of pompano coming out, and there's been a lot of that three-spotted pompano, you know, that wave garrick. There's been a good amount coming out with those. So if you are fishing light tackle, if you are even fishing saltwater fly, go and try out those areas for that species. Moving on up to Bilito, well, there has been a fair amount of bronze bream. We couldn't believe it 2 weeks ago. We couldn't believe it last week. We still can't believe it this week. There's been some nice catches of bronze bream in those gullies, and they are averaging between 2 to 2.5 kilos. So that's a pretty great catch on light tackle. If you are looking for something heavier, well, there has been gray sharks and there has been stumpies. So whether you're fishing light, medium, or heavy, Bilito is producing the fish. And that goes all the way onto the Salt Rock area, you know, your Christmas Bay and all those kind of fishing spots. Now, moving further up to Tugela, North Bank, and South Bank, there has been Labortis coming out, guys. If you are chasing that triple tail, they are coming out in nice sizes, between 3 to 7 kilos. In fact, Sean tells me the angler showed him the image of it, and it is coming right down to his knees while holding it up. So some good Laborti coming out of those areas. Further up, Mtanzini Banks. Well, unfortunately, my friends, I have no news from that area. I don't know what has happened with Nick, and I haven't chatted to many other guys. But with those hot weather conditions, I can only imagine it's been pretty trying, and that water has been more on the boiling side. That goes the same for Richards Bay and St. Lucia. I know there has been a couple inedibles coming out, but my news out of that area has been more on the offshore side, and there has been some great catches of tuna, cooter, and snook. So the upper North Coast has been producing fantastically well on the offshore side. I have yet to get reports of the rock and surf side, but as soon as I do, I'll be sure to put it out on our YouTube and TikTok channels. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for this week. Like I said, it is looking fantastic. And like I said, the area to be is down South Coast. That is exactly where I'm going. Now, what's happening in KZN for our freshwater side of things? Well, certain areas, it is not that fantastic. In fact, Jan is going to tell us all about it, and he's going to tell us what's going on with regards to the weather conditions, with regards to the drought that is approaching our way, as well as where we could possibly find some freshwater fish. So guys, without further ado, here is our freshwater correspondent, Jan, from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. As I reported earlier this year, El Nino was forecast to make its appearance in the first quarter. Well, by all reports, I'm afraid to say that it seems that it's already well and truly here. The country is apparently already in the depths of a drought. Eastern Cape rivers, where I'm headed next week for the annual Wild Trout Association Festival, are virtually bone dry. And more locally, with no rainfall of any consequence in the past 3 weeks, farmers are complaining that the headwaters are drying up fast and crops are, quote-unquote, burning in the current heat. Also, the ensiling season has begun, with farmers already having commenced silage maize harvesting. Water levels are dropping fast, and as reported last week, the Midmar overspill has come to an end, and the wool is now dry. With 10 weeks left of the Trout River season, it seems that the race is now on for the anglers to make the most of the normal water flows before the rivers get too dry. The Umgani River still has a good flow, but the Moy River is a lot drier, and the Bushman's River, while still looking great, is dropping day by day as the heat and the dry spell continues. The Bushman's gave up some solid fish this week, with fish in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter, through to the 13 to 15 inch, that is 33 to 38 centimeter classes, being the most prevalent. Fish were reported to be very active in the morning, taking both dry and subsurface patterns. A single fish in the 23 to 25 inch, that is 58 to 63 centimeter bracket, was reported, having taken a small number 18 mayfly nymph pattern. What a cracker fish for such a small fly. With the lower water levels, river temperatures are still a tad up, starting at 18 degrees in the morning and rising to 20 and over by midday. The scaly anglers are also making the most of the current clear water conditions on the Umkomaas River. Reports indicating some good numbers of fish, again in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter, and 11 to 13 inch or 28 to 33 centimeter classes, and along with some bigger fish pulling the tape to 45 to 48 centimeters or 18 to 19 inches. These all being taken on a variety of natural colored nymph patterns. With current still water temperatures still over the 20 degree mark, there are still some good numbers of fish being reported, but the bigger fish are making themselves scarce. Reports indicate fish primarily in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter, and 11 to 13 inch, 28 to 33 centimeter classes, with just a couple of fish in the 19 to 21 inch or 48 to 53 centimeter bracket being taken on a black woolly bugger. While nighttime temperatures are definitely starting to cool, the long heated daylight hours are still enough that it is not necessarily translating into cooler water just yet. Roll on, winter. Not a peep to be heard from the bass anglers. Albert Falls and Midmar dams are dead quiet, it seems. Last reports mentioned that there are plenty of small bait fish about and that the fish are keyed in, so lure size is having a large role to play currently. The smaller of two lures of the same color and type would be the one to get the bite. Reports from the 20th New Hanover Prep Bass Fishing Competition held last weekend had much the same to say. Small fish in the 30 to 40 centimeter range were the order of the day, with only three big fish coming out. This event is a length-based event, longest fish taped out at 60 centimeter, but only tipping the scales to 2.5 kilograms, while in third place was a fish of 54 centimeters and 3.5 kilos. We would like to wish all of our listeners a Ramadan Mubarak. Tight lines, guys, and do pop into the Kingfisher, Peter Matsberg, for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. A good, honest report. I know it's not the greatest report to hear, but it is an honest report, and that is exactly what you can expect here at Angler News, and that is why we have guys like Jan reporting for us. They're not just there to tell you about the good days like what we have been having for the last couple months with regards to our bass. Guys, it is quite, it is expected, right? With this drought coming, with the El Nino, with the really intense water conditions, these changes are bound to happen. And you know what? Thank goodness for guys like Jan to keep us in the loop with exactly what's going on. I'm just glad that the New Hanover comp was more of a length competition than a weight competition, because those were some pretty small fish that came out over last week. As for the dam levels and the water levels and what's been going on throughout the country with regards to how low they are, well, Jan is away next week. Like he said, he's at the Wild Trout Association Festival, and he will be sending us some visuals of what's been going on. He will be reporting from the area and letting us know exactly how severe our situation is and what's heading our way. So, Jan, once again, thank you for reporting. Thank you for having your ears on the ground. Like you said, 10 weeks left for that trout fishing. Guys, make it count. We have done that with the bass. We are now in a quiet patch, but we are glad that we caught that bass when we did. And, you know, after 10 weeks' time, the trout is going to be in a close spell as well. So, guys, go out there and get those rods bending. If you are looking to catch some bass, well, it's still down the south coast, like Adam was saying earlier. Now, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It has been a great one. It has been hot. Like we said, it has been cooking in some areas. And there are some areas that are performing better than the others. There are some facets performing better than the others. My opinion, South Coast has definitely been the area with the more abundance of fish, the more variety of fish that we can expect. And, you know, it's an area where we can go and try out virtually any facet. I'm heading down to Caribbean Estate this weekend. I'll be fishing light. I'll be fishing heavy. I'll be fishing the morning light and the afternoon light. And then I will be down at Warner Beach covering the SA National Interclub Ski Boat event. So please make sure to come down there and support the event, support the anglers, and let's see who's going to be representing South Africa next year on our offshore waters. So guys, until next week, I am Vanessa Green. This is Angler News South Africa. Guys, when you are out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.